One thing that can cause marriage breakup or separation or even lead to divorce in marriage is lack of transparency. Many couples are not open to themselves. This leads to crises and conflicts in their homes. If your home must be joyful, peaceful, and blissful, you and your partner must be open to one another, not giving room for doubt, distrust, and suspicion. You must be totally open without any dark room or skeleton in your cupboard. Nothing to hide. Everything is on the table. That is what the Bible describes in Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Thank you very much for tuning in again. My name is Mary Egbude, and this is Godly Marriage with Mary Egbude. Today we are going to be looking at transparency in marriage. For some time now, I've not been able to go on YouTube because of my phone issue, but that will be rectified very soon. We are looking at transparency in marriage. Most of the time, we are not transparent to our partners, and this can lead to a major crisis in our homes. To be transparent means to open up, to open, candid, and be free from every form of secrecy. To be frank, in marriage, it is the start of being, the state of being truthful and candid with your spouse. You don't have anything to hide. You don't have to be dishonest. Therefore, marriage becomes extremely difficult where husband and wife are not transparent. If husband and wife are not transparent, marriage becomes very, very difficult because you will not know what's in the mind of your wife. You will not know what's in the mind of your husband. You will only walk at the face level, what you are seeing. And that person might be going through pain. That person might be going through some difficulty. But if that person does not open up or is not transparent with you, you will not know exactly what is happening in the life of the second person. Some people live together as husband and wife, and they are like strangers. They don't know what is in the mind of that other person. You don't know what's in the mind of your wife or your husband. We are going to be looking at some dangers of lack of transparency. If there's no transparency in marriage, there are some dangers that marriage will face. We're going to be looking at that now. Lack of transparency in marriage causes many dangers that have grave implications on family life. In fact, it is one of the reasons why a marriage can crash. So let's look at some of the things that lack of transparency can cause. Lack of transparency can cause suspicion. Because that person did not open up, or you don't know what's in the mind of the other person, you can start suspecting that person. You suspect every move that person makes. You suspect every statement that person says. You know, because the person is not open to you. You don't have access to that. What is in the heart of that person? So it can cause lack of suspicion. Because of this same thing, you see people going through their spouse's phone. Sometimes when some men want to answer call or some women want to answer their phone, they go outside because their partner is there. They excuse themselves. Some people put password or passcode on their phones so that their spouse will not have access to their phones. So these are some of the issues. If you're not transparent, you're not open to your spouse, it can lead to suspicion. And suspicion is not good for any marriage. Then it can also lead to lack of distrust. Suspicion grows into distrust, which kills love and destroys marriage. A good marriage rests on trust. So when trust is broken, the marriage is almost over. So if your spouse cannot use your phone, cannot trust you, then that marriage is as good as dead, because he doesn't know every move. Anything you tell that person will not believe. If you are going somewhere and you say, okay, I'm going to work, that person might be suspecting that maybe you have gone somewhere else, because of lack of transparency. Then lack of transparency can also cause fear in marriage. It can bring fear. Suspicion and distrust generate to fear and anxiety. Where lack of information or misinformation and uncertainty surrounds a home, there is fear. The couples might be afraid. Are you sure my wife is not seeing someone else? Are you sure my husband is not seeing someone else? Are you sure my husband is not doing something dubious? Are you sure he's not putting his hand into what is ungodly? These are some of the questions that will be popping up in the minds of your partner because of lack of transparency, because you have refused to open up. Some people, they might even be sick. Maybe they went to a doctor and they found out that they were sick and they refused to open up to their spouses. We have seen incidents and cases whereby some men are infertile and they know this and they are believing God for a child for so many years and they refuse to open up to their wives because of that medical report. I don't know why you should be afraid to open up to your wife. The Bible said two has become one. If that's your wife or your husband cannot help you, cannot console you, cannot be there for you when you are in difficulty, then why is it called marriage? Why is she your partner? God knows that you are going to face one or two things in life. That's why marriage is for companionship. Marriage is for support. Marriage is for help. So you need to help that your partner. Even if you have an ailment or maybe you are sick or there's something that happened, let your partner know. Let your partner be aware. If you have a difficult partner, then pray before approaching that your partner concerning that particular issue. Then lack of transparency can also lead to wrong accusations. Distrust, fear, and suspicion all outgrow of lack of transparency, lead to wrong accusations and counter accusations, creating an atmosphere very dangerous to the well-being of the family life. Lack of transparency can lead to wrong accusations. Your partner might begin to accuse you wrongly because you did not give him or her the right information. Lack of transparency can also lead to conflict and crisis. When suspicion comes, then there might be conflict, there will be crisis. Accusation comes, fear comes, and distrust circulates in the house. Conflict and crisis are nearby. It is only a matter of time when the bubble bursts. Lack of transparency is what causes most partners or people to quarrel. When your partner keeps on asking you, where have you, where did you go to, what happened, why did you spend the money, and you don't have a concrete answer for these things, be transparent. Even some people even hide their salaries from their partners. They don't want their partner to know how much they are earning. I know wisdom is profitable to direct. Sometimes when you have a partner that does not know how to spend money, there is a way you can be wise. But that does not mean you can hide everything from your partner so the partner will not start doubting you. Then we have rumors also. When there's lack of transparency, then rumors thrive. One thing that is common in the home without transparency is the destructive influence of a third party, formulating rumors, circulating misinformation, peddling gossip, and spreading lies. They all fuel conflict in marriage. When your partner is not opening up, when somebody comes to come and say something against your partner, you can easily believe it because your partner has been keeping secret, has been hiding some information from you. So when there is a rumor, you tend to believe. But when your partner opens up to you, you already know what is going on. So when there's a third party influence of gossip and rumor, you know how to counter it. That's the reason why you have to open up. Then lack of loveless existence. Lack of transparency can cause loveless existence. When you continue to be secretive and not transparent to your partner, you see the love between both of you begin to die. That love begins to die because you are like, this person is not open up to me, it's not trustworthy. I don't even know what he's up to. I don't know what she's up to. So you see love begin to die. There is no way love can thrive in a marriage where transparency is lacking. Rather, you have malice, you have anger, resentment, hatred, bitterness, and all sorts. That's what you have in a marriage where there's no transparency. Then you have sick marriage. When there's lack of transparency, that marriage becomes sick. Absence of transparency creates a bad and difficult marriage, a sick one down with distrust, fear, and loveless life, a difficult and terrible marriage. So please, as much as you can, be transparent with your spouse. If you know you have a difficult spouse, or there are some cases whereby you think you cannot really open up to your spouse about, you need to pray about it. You need a spiritual leader to help you to talk about it. Then do so. Even if you need your doctor to be the one to help you to pass that information, then do so. But just make sure that you are transparent to keep your love alive, to keep the marriage alive, to not bring separation or to bring rift between you and your partner. Transparency is very, very important in every home, in every marriage. It helps to keep the marriage alive. That's why God saw it ahead of time. That's why He said that we are naked and not ashamed. Thank you once again for listening to Godly Marriage with Mary Bude. God bless you. God bless you. Please, I want you to leave a comment in the comment section. I'll be uploading this particular talk on YouTube. I want you to subscribe to my channel on YouTube, Godly Marriage with Mary Egbude, so you can be getting more and more videos from my channel. Please, I want to beg of us that we should be transparent to our partners in all things. God bless you. I'll see you in my next episode.